ENT Oilfield, Bonneville, Pontiac, Saki, and Lakeland Connect. Your first intermission, Michael Menzies, joined alongside head coach Chad Mercy. And coach, you know, roughly a third of the way into the season now, sitting with a record of 8-9. With that said, Tuesday, you played, I think, you know, the result is one thing. But as I said to you after the game, I think if your team plays that way, you're going to win 60% of the time or something thereabouts, right? But conversely, you could probably say that a few times this year in games that have gone in the loss column for you. So a third of the way into the year, what stood out to you specifically about Tuesday, maybe, and what does that translate into the total course of the season so far?
Well, you start to sound like a broken record a little bit in the sense of saying, you know, you look at that game at real time and then you watch it again on tape and really happy with a lot of things that went on in that game with the overall play. You got to give Devon credit. They capitalized on their chances. You know, we had a lot of chances we weren't able to capitalize, but what I liked is we stayed with it. You know, we make it 4-3, and then we get a little undisciplined, and it ends up costing us with a couple penalties. But even after those, we continued to work to generate some chances, when you strip the overall play of it, again, I like a lot of things that we've done. I thought we generated a lot. I thought we limited a lot of chances. But ultimately, this game is a results-driven industry, and we got to find ways to quit leaving points on the, points on the board after games.
Well, and you know, division record being what it is, you're going to have so many more division games, and all those are crucially important because how bunched up the standings are. You look at it again, third of the way through, and you may have the league's best offensive line, perhaps, with Pendy, Harrison, and Lussier, each right near the top. Beyond that, it's that second layer again, and you know, sure, there were the four goals total in the Tuesday game, the first half and the second half. But I'm sure you're wondering at times when it goes to deployment, who can I put out for a second effort here? Niehaus is goalless in seven. You know, Emi goalless in seven. There's some guy, Barr, he's had flashes, but so how do you keep driving that home trying to find that second layer offense?
Yeah, I think stay with it first and foremost, obviously, and keep plugging guys into opportunities. You know, the thing that I've liked here in the last 2 weeks, you know, 2 to 3 weeks, is you talk about those guys. I thought previously they did a great job of getting pucks back, but then would throw pucks away and didn't get a lot to show for their efforts. And I thought we've done a lot better job in the last 3 weeks through the lineup of getting pucks back and generating chances. Now the only thing you can do is stay with it. And some of the smaller details of getting in, you know, getting to more rebounds and getting into goalies' eyes, not letting them see as many shots, you know, obviously is a big part of it. But with Sena, we also had quite a few eyeball-to-eyeball opportunities where we're kind of all alone or all alone in the slot. And so we worked a lot this week on bearing down, and a lot of the drills had to finish with a goal. It slowed practice down a little bit, but wanted to drive that mindset of score mentality, and we hope that carries into tonight's game.
Yeah, no doubt, because you saw this team a week ago, and one goal on the board in that game. The Bobcats are feeling good about their game. I'm curious, there's going to be one lineup change, and some of that is, you know, due to injuries where maybe you couldn't make more or you want some more flexibility in the lineup right now. But Riley Budd, you know, has tried to work his way back here. We saw him at the tail end of Tuesday, but just maybe a comment on his status. He's going to get the net tonight.
Yeah, we were considering putting him in Tuesday. He'd been ready, but we just felt, in fairness to him, you know, that he needed more practice time after a bit of a layoff. And, you know, we took the last 10 minutes. We checked with him to see if, you know, he wanted to get into the last 10, knowing that it was a shorter game. So it wasn't like he was sitting there for 2.5 periods, really. He was sitting there for a period and a half and allow him to get some game action. And I think we started to see a little bit of that in practice pay off. And we're going to need a big night from him here on the road. And you know, this is a hard-working hockey team we're playing against, which I think is great for us because I think we've got to continue to push the consistency within our compete of our game. And then we're going to have to work to score against these guys. And so, but ultimately, if you're going to have success in this game, you're going to have to work to score. So great challenge for us. And from the goaltender on out, I believe we're up for it.
Yeah, Sal's had played eight straight, and now Bud gets an opportunity. First time playing in almost a month. You touched on it there, but the hard work, and you know, I think Austin Wentz, from where he started this year to now, is letting that hard work be the top aspect of his game. And, you know, it's an ugly goal he scores there to get within one in the third. He ends up in a tilt there in that third period as well and goals in back-to-back. Is it the work aspect for him that is the biggest difference, or what have you seen from the start till now?
Well, I think he's, you know, always been a hard-working kid, I think. Combine the work to compete, but also the purpose behind it. I think the adjustment we don't realize for some of these kids when they come to a new organization, you know, how big that can be for them at times. And I think he had an adjustment to that, and then obviously falls injury. But since coming from the injury, he's done a great job of absorbing what we want to do, how we want to do it. And he certainly elevated his play. He's a guy that we want to try and find, and we have found, but want to try and find him, get him into some more situations, because I think he does drive the energy of the group, which we need on a more consistent basis throughout our lineup.
This may sound like a silly question. Feel free to tell me if it is. But, you know, you get in, this is a brand new building, and some of these guys played here in preseason. But it's just, I've seen at times, I remember Pontiacs went to Black Folds the first time, there could be a lot of like looking around, look how tall this is, look at the suites, look at this, look at that. Is that play into, hey, just like any other distraction, we need to nullify these and focus on the task at hand?
Yeah, when you play this sport, there's so much noise around you from every direction, you know, you got to have the ability to block the noise out. We talk a lot about being in the now, being where our feet are, focused on the task at hand, embracing it. So part of that is enjoying it, right? You got to find a way to compete with some joy. That's why you're in the sport. But it takes a focus and an intensity level, and that has a look and feel to it. And so we've got to make sure we're driving that here, and that's where our sole focus has to be for us tonight.
Good luck.
Thank you.